On our hot topic this morning, we welcome Dr. Lena Lee, the medical officer of Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning.
And right off the bat, happy Easter to everybody.
Yes, absolutely. Happy Easter.
And we're not talking about Easter today. We're going to talk about the Food Corps LGL group. They're hosting a Good Food in Schools forum that is happening in April. Can you tell me more about this?
Yeah, so April 11th on the Kenfol campus. This is an event being co-led by Food Corps group members. So that's the Table Community Food Center, our Healthy Nights, and the Kenfol campus. This is a one-day event, and it's going to bring together people working on school food education and programs from Eastern Ontario to share efforts to create healthy and positive school food environments. We will be hearing from leaders in the sector on best practices, innovative approaches, and then talking about challenges and opportunities and identifying areas for collaboration. And so if you're a person who is working on school food education and programs in Eastern Ontario, you can get more information and register online on Eventbrite. And there's more information about that and the link on our website.
Excellent. All right, so last week, March 22nd, was World Water Day. Now, we know drinking water is very important to our health and to the public health. And since we're now into spring, is this a good time to have our well water tested?
Yeah, absolutely. So that well water testing is really, really critical. And spring is a really good time to get that testing for bacteria in particular. So especially, well, this year, I think less likely to have heavy rain, but that's when it happens in the spring, and it can affect the safety of drinking water, especially well water. So if your drinking water comes from a private well, it is up to you to test and potentially provide treatment systems for your water. And there is bacteria potentially in well water, and if there is, it may not affect the taste or the smell, or you may not be able to detect that with your senses. And so testing your well water is really actually the only way to know if your drinking water is safe from bacteria. So here at the Healthy Net, we talk about testing your well water at least 3 times a year for bacteria. We do have sampling bottles that can be picked up or dropped off from actually all of our 9 different locations where the Healthy Net is. The Healthy Net is the sampling bottle depot. It is a program run through Ontario Public Health Labs. And so we send it to the lab on behalf of them and on behalf of you for analysis. You can get more information about this on our drinking water page for the Healthy Nets website. And we always have more information as well on changes to locations for our drinking water. We recently had one, for example. So I want to be clear that the testing is really for bacteria, and there may be some actions that are required as a result to protect your health, especially around treatment of the water. And so we would have more information, again, on our website on instructions for disinfection, types of treatments, et cetera.
Okay, I want to talk about well water just for a second. So I'm on a well, but I'm also on a water softener. So if I run the water in my tap, you're getting the water softener water. Is that the same as well water?
Yeah, so oftentimes if you have a water softener that's connected to your well water, then it'll have gone through the well. And then if you have a treatment system, you may or may not, then it would go through the treatment system and then the water softener on top of that. It really depends on the system that you're on. And then in terms of the water treatment, there's a few different options depending on what type of well water that you're on and what type of contamination or risks you might have. Some people may go years and years and years, or maybe ever, testing their water, and there's actually no contamination at all for bacteria. And some people may, go years, and then every once in a while, there's the odd bacterial contamination. And some sources of water, depending on the type of well, again, especially how connected it is to surface water. Surface water is much more sort of vulnerable to bacterial contamination. And then as well, your location relative to where there might be risk of contaminants, especially around animals. So if there's spots where there's lots of animals that might especially poop into nearby spaces and then it gets into the water, that's oftentimes where the contamination comes from. And then the last piece I'll mention is depending on where your septic is, especially if the septic is getting older and then it happens to have an issue or a leak, then that septic may also leach into the well water as well. And that's why there's an offset required for those sorts of things. So lots to consider. Definitely on our website, we have even more information, especially around specific technology for treatment.
Yeah, I think my water's okay. I think my well goes down to the core of the earth. And my septic system's in the backyard, so well separated. Anyway, thank you, Doctor. You have a great Easter.
Absolutely. You too.
All right. Dr. Lena Lee, Medical Officer of Health, on our Hot Topic.